Hey everyone, Lotan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. And let me tell you, sometimes it feels like we're all trying to run a marathon while juggling chainsaws and riding unicycles. It's crazy out there, right? But the truth is, that pressure to be perfect, to have it all figured out, to always win, to never make a mistake, it's exhausting. And you know what? It's totally unnecessary. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Embracing imperfection. Because guess what? Nobody is perfect. Not your favorite celebrity, not that seemingly put-together friend of yours, and certainly not you. The sooner we realize that, the sooner we can start living more authentically and joyfully. Think about it. Striving for perfection sets us up for constant disappointment. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short? Like no matter how hard you try, there's always something missing. That's a perfection trap whispering in your ear, telling you you're not good enough. But here's the game changer. Embracing imperfection frees you from that relentless pressure. It allows you to show up as yourself, flaws and all, and it actually makes you more resilient. Here are five key takeaways to remember about this beautiful thing called imperfection. First, imperfection is a sign of being human. We're not robots programmed for flawless execution. We make mistakes, we stumble, we have off days. That's part of what makes us unique and interesting. Think of your favorite artist. Did they create their masterpiece on the first try? Probably not. They embraced those imperfections, learned from them, and eventually created something truly beautiful. Second, imperfection fuels growth. Every mistake is a lesson waiting to be learned. It's an opportunity to reflect, adjust, and come back stronger. You know that feeling when you finally master a new skill after countless attempts? That sense of accomplishment comes from embracing those early missteps and using them as stepping stones to success. Third, comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, comparing yourself to others is a recipe for unhappiness. Everyone's on their own journey, with their own strengths and weaknesses. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, begin small, and learn from your setbacks without letting them define you. You are enough, just as you are. Fourth, perfectionism can be paralyzing. It can prevent us from taking risks, trying new things, and stepping outside of our comfort zones. Remember that time you were too scared to audition for the play because you thought you weren't good enough? That's perfectionism holding you back. Instead, embrace the challenge, have fun with it, and learn something new along the way. And finally, authenticity trumps perfection every time. People are drawn to genuine individuals who aren't afraid to show their true selves, imperfections and all. So let go of the need to be perfect, own your quirks, and embrace the beautiful mess that is life. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. I remember being in college, super nervous about presenting my first major project. I spent weeks agonizing over every detail, trying to make it flawless, but the closer it got, the more pressure I felt. Then, on the day of the presentation, something unexpected happened. I tripped and spilled coffee all over myself. In that moment, I panicked, feeling like everything was ruined. But then, something clicked. I laughed it off, apologized, and kept going. You know what? The audience loved my honesty and authenticity. They related to my stumble, and my presentation ended up being one of my most successful ones. That's because by embracing the imperfection, by showing vulnerability, I connected with people on a deeper level. So remember, dear listeners, life is not about being perfect. It's about living authentically, embracing your journey with all its twists and turns, and learning to find joy in the messy, imperfect beauty of it all. Ready to start taking action? Commit to one small thing this week that you've been avoiding because of fear of imperfection. Maybe it's starting a creative project, trying a new hobby, or even just speaking your mind more openly. Share your experience with me on social media using #embracingimperfection. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.